pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. The guys just dropped their bonus behind-the-scenes episode of Sean winning $200,000. Plus, this week's pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. We give away free plays on that account. We are 100% with free plays for 2024. But we also post our monthly profit and loss spreadsheet on that account, which is very important because other cappers are not doing that. And my profit and loss spreadsheets add up to 128 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is that if I go undefeated for four more months, that means I've been undefeated every single month for 11 years in a row in sports betting. And all of the spreadsheets are there. The pin tweet on that X account is always the P&L from the previous month. At the moment, you can see the month of December, which was good for £4,450, which is just shy of $6,000 once converted. So a monster month of December. In the next 48 hours, that will be changed for the month of January 2024, which was the 128th month in a row of transparent and track profit, heavily boosted by an incredible set of NFL futures, which were posted in September, but cashed in January. We have an all-time futures record of 81%. So if you sign up for the service, be sure to never miss out on a future. You can sign up to the service by going over to lockbetting.com if you have any questions about it. Shoot me those questions at the X account I mentioned, at LockBengX. That's at LockBengX. If you want to do further research, and I encourage you to do that, do your due diligence, head over to the website lockbetting.com and see where all of the other spreadsheets are posted. You can go through them with a fine-tooth comb. One of the things you'll notice is bankroll management. We don't chase losing plays with bigger plays, so you won't find 2-unit or 3-unit plays on there, or 5-unit or 10-unit or max plays or whale plays or play of the year, play of the month, play of the century. None of that monopoly money nonsense, none of that terminology that they use on X, because we are not a part of that. We are just a service that provides a profit every single month, at least we have done so far. And we do it with sensible staking, making gambling accessible for anybody who has a disposable income and wants to make this profit, wants to make this hobby more fun. And what's more fun than a profitable hobby? So once again, that's at LockBettingX if you have any questions. So moving on with this weekend's Serie A slate, we are going to begin with the 5 p.m. kickoff on Saturday, as Frosinone will be hosting AC Milan. Frosinone are the 4-1 home underdogs. It's 16-5 on the draw. And Milan here are the 4-6 minus 150 favourites to pick up the away win at Frosinone. This is the type of game Milan should be winning, and winning relatively routinely. But nothing has been routine about Milan's season so far. They have been on a solid run coming into this game. They've been unbeaten in their last 7 in Serie A, winning 5 of those, and should be able to claim maximum points against a Frosinone side who are not informed. They have 5 losses in their last 7 games. However, the hosts have only failed to score in 1 of their home games across all competitions, whilst Milan, they found clean sheets hard to come by so far this season. Milan won the reverse fixture 3-1, and it would not surprise me to see the same type of scoreline here, given that Frosinone have scored 29 goals in 22 league games, whilst Milan have scored at least 3 goals in 4 of their last 6 games, and exactly 3 in 3 of those. So a 3-1 scoreline, again, does appeal at the price of 14-1. You can also take Milan and BTTS at the price of 23-10, so plus 230. But I'm going to go with Milan, and I'm going to tack on over 1.5 goals to get us away from 4-6 minus 150. Instead, get us to 10-11 minus 110, simply because I do believe Milan will need to score 2 goals to win this game, because I do think Frosinone will make a contribution. And even if they don't, I don't see Milan winning football matches 1-0 this season. They've been a team who have been front-footed. They've been able to score plenty of goals, but they also have not been solid at the back. So whilst a Frosinone contribution would be good, as it would force Milan to score 2 goals, don't be surprised if Frosinone don't contribute and Milan are able to just score 2 goals themselves. I'm happy to tack this on to our moneyline play. We're going to take Milan with over 1.5 goals in the game as our first lean here on the show. And we take that at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Up next, we cover the other game on Saturday, which is Bologna at home to Sassuolo. Bologna have had a very good season so far. They've overachieved, and they look to continue that here at home to Sassuolo, where they are the 7-10 favourites to win this game. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Sassuolo. Sassuolo are a team who turn up for the big games and seem to go missing against the lesser teams. Now, I don't know what category Bologna fall into. They're probably one of the lesser teams who are massively overperforming. So lesser in terms of name, but massively overperforming as far as league position goes. Particularly at home, Bologna have been unstoppable this season, with 7 wins and a draw in their last 8 games coming into this one. And they should be good enough to see off an inconsistent Sassuolo team who have lost 4 straight away from home coming into this one. Sassuolo have 7 defeats in their last 9 overall as well. And I'm happy to take a Bologna team who have won 7 of their 10 Serie A home fixtures, losing just once. Bologna on the money line is the play here for me at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Before we move on to looking at some of the games that are going down on Sunday, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about the SGP Patreon. The guys have just dropped a brand new bonus episode where they go behind the scenes and break down Sean's 200k win. Yep, he's done it again. A 200k win for Sean. This week's Patreon pick and prize is a $250 Super Bowl square. Also, you get access to all the pick sheets and exclusive channel on Discord. And all you need to do to get involved is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, as Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in, and you can win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along. Make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Moving on to Sunday, and we begin with the game here between Napoli and Verona, where Napoli are the 1-2 favourites. It's 18-5 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Verona. Napoli, you would say, are almost unbackable as a favourite this short. So we're going to actually navigate away from taking them. I wouldn't even be looking at them as a parlay piece. Do I expect them to win this game? Yes. But would I be taking them on the money line as a 1-2 favourite? No. So we're going to try and find something else to avoid that. Under 3 goals actually stands out as quite a solid play. You have to lay a little bit of juice and take this at 4-5 minus 125. But I think you're relatively safe taking this play, as 3 goals gets you a push. And you only lose if there are 4 goals in this game. If there are just 2 goals scored, you end up with a winning bet. So that's under 3 goals in the Asian goal line market at 4-5 minus 125. The reasoning for this is because Verona's matches in Serie A have featured an average of 2.27 goals per game this season. And I expect this Napoli game to be a low-scoring affair as well, as Verona will sit in and try to frustrate Napoli, who certainly haven't been anywhere near the same side as last season. In fact, coming into this one, they've only scored 5 goals in their last 8 games. And these sides have drawn 11 games between them combined so far in Serie A this season. And Verona, I think, will be setting up for another draw and will be looking to nick something from this game in the later stages. Last year, Napoli won Serie A by a margin of 16 points, and they have come crashing down this season. They are in mid-table obscurity and are very, very close to being in a situation where they are playing for nothing. So they need to win games, but I'm not taking them as a 1-2 minus 200 favourite. Instead, we'll take the under 3 here for this one. This pushes if there are 3 goals, but if there are just 2 or less, then we end up winning this selection. Up next, we move on to the game here between Atalanta and Lazio. This one has Champions League implications. Atalanta are the 21-20 favourites to win this one. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 11-4 here on Lazio. Lazio have been a resurgent force. They've moved up the table. They've got themselves into the European places conversation. But ultimately, I think Atalanta will have too much for them here. Lazio have actually drawn blanks in each of their last 2 games, whilst Atalanta, they've won 5 of their last 6 matches in all competitions. And I think they are the right play here to win this game. Atalanta have also conceded only 3 goals in their last 6 matches. Not a characteristic you usually associate with Atalanta, but the fact we're getting them here at plus money in the form that they're in provides you with some solid value. We'll take Atalanta at 21-10, plus 105 on the money line to win this game. Up next, we move on to the game of the weekend, as it's between the top two, and Inter Milan will be looking to go ahead and cement their status as title favourites at home to Juve, where they are the 10-11 minus 110 favourites to get that win on the money line. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 15-4 here on Juve. Juve have massively overperformed this season just to keep in touch with Inter Milan, who obviously have the best squad in the league, the best 11. They were the Champions League finalists last season and pushed Man City all of the way. But here, I think it's just going to be a step too far. This is Inter's biggest game of the season. They can finally pull clear of Juventus and put themselves in pole position to win it. Now, as far as the books go, Inter have been in pole position for a while, but the league table tells you something different. Inter could actually show this on the league table by winning this game. They come into this one in form, having won 6 and drawn 1 of their last 7 matches in all competition. And whilst there is no negative data to go against Juventus, I simply think that Inter are the better team, and they'll turn up here in this must-win encounter, this 6-pointer, where they have the opportunity to assert their dominance over Serie A. And I think that's exactly what they'll do by turning up for their biggest game of the season against Juventus and coming away with all 3 points. As I said, Juve have massively overperformed this season. At the start of the season, many people were looking at this squad and wondering if they could even make the Champions League. Well, they go into this game 7 points clear of third place AC Milan. And it's an even bigger gap to Roma, who sit in fifth position. They are 18 points ahead of Roma in fifth spot. So they are well inside the Champions League positions. They come into this game 1 point behind Inter Milan at the top of the table. But Inter Milan have a game in hand. And if they can win this game, they'll go 4 points clear with a game in hand. That will be a deadly blow for Juventus, and one I don't think that they'll recover from. So as far as I'm concerned, Inter Milan have the opportunity to essentially win the league this weekend. If you can win this one game, you can then take your foot off the gas a little bit. You can look at other competitions like the Champions League. You can relax a little, not too much, but a 4-point gap with a game in hand, which essentially could be seen as a 7-point gap, I think would be enough for Inter Milan to see off Juventus between now and the end of the season. So I'm going to take Milan to pick up that win. My pick here for this one is going to be Inter Milan on the money line at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. For the final game, which goes down on Monday, we look at the game here between Roma and Cagliari. We've spoken a lot about how De Rossi was gifted quite a nice start, and he has another opportunity to pick up yet another home win here. The price tells you that this is a game that Roma should be winning, as they are the 1-2 favourites. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Cagliari. I can't make a case for Roma not winning this game, so we're simply going to tack on under 4.5 goals to give us a little bit of a better price than 1-2 minus 200. This is a Roma team who have won 7 of their last 10 home league games, whilst they have seen BTTS score in 5 of the last 6. So Cagliari can certainly make a contribution here, but ultimately I think that's all it'll be. Cagliari have lost 8 of the last 10 away games, with both teams actually scoring in 6 of them. So whilst Cagliari may score, I think they'll only score 1, and you would need Roma to score 4 goals for this to be a losing play. I don't see 4 goals from this Roma team. I do see them grinding out maybe a 2-1 win, at best a 3-1 win. So therefore, I think your under 4.5 goals will be safe, and I think Roma are safe winning yet another game here under De Rossi, although these are all games that I believe that Jose Mourinho would have won anyway. So we take Roma and we tack on under 4.5 goals, and we get that selection at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K, www.hallofame.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show. We're actually going to go to the game of the weekend, not because it's the most must-see game and because it's going to have the most attention, because that's not what I do. In fact, I make a conscious effort to actually avoid the games that everybody will be watching and that everybody wants to bet on. But in this instance, I do think it's the right play. And we're going to take Inter Milan on the money line at a price of 10-11 minus 110. As I said when I covered the game, there is no negative data against Juve. They've done exceptionally well to hang in there and even make this a title race. But I think the opportunity for Inter Milan to almost kill off Juve is too much of an opportunity for me to pass up. This is the best squad in the league. This is the best 11 in the league. They have been the heavy favourites by the books throughout. Even when Juve were top of the table, they did not budge. They saw Inter Milan as the best team, and rightfully so, because that's exactly what they are. They are last season's Champions League finalists. They're a team in form. They come into this one having won 6 and drawn 1 of their last 7 matches in all competitions. And I think at the San Siro, they will turn up in this spot. This will be a cup final to them, their biggest game of the season, and the opportunity to go 4 points clear with a game in hand. And I think that will be a deadly blow dealt to Juve, and I think that Inter will be 100% motivated to deliver that blow. So once again, your lock on his show is Inter Milan on the money line at the price of 10-11 minus 110. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.